You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is your moment for IFL TV, currently sponsored by MLOS. End of the night in Sheffield. I don't even know how to sum that up.
Mate, in 35 years of watching boxing, I've never seen anything like that. Just stunning. I mean, look, the Terry Harper KO, Baumgartner was winning the fight. Like, you know, she looked really dangerous. There was always that risk. But the Kiko Martinez fight, and one of the reasons I picked Kiko was because I knew he'd try and he wouldn't stop trying. You know, but I didn't expect him to win. And I certainly didn't expect him to win the way the fight was going. In fact, I thought I was going to get loads of stick because people were going to say it's a one-sided beatdown. But, you know, as they say, you're never out of the fight and one punch can change everything. But tonight, one punch changed history. I mean, if anyone was going to beat Kid Galahad, I'm glad it's him, Kiko, because he's a lovely fella and he's just become a Spanish legend. Two-time world champion. I cannot believe it. The first knockdown comes in and I'm like, goes back to his stool, looked like he recovered. Luckily for him, there was only 5 seconds left in the round because he was gone. Gets up. I was actually sending a tweet to say, wow. As I've gone like that, I've heard an ooh and I've just seen him go down again. I've seen it back. And it was an even bigger shot, the second one. And he was out. You know, it was just unbelievable.
Should have been stopped before?
No, I think that when you're winning a fight like that, you know, and all of a sudden, I mean, he was on his feet, said, I'm okay. He was badly hurt. And I think he would have got stopped, actually, if there was more time in the round. But he looked like he was composing himself on the stool. But the problem was, it wasn't like he was gone and it was just a small shot that finished him off. It was an unbelievable knockout off a huge right hand, you know? And I can't believe it.
Kid Galahad's class throughout his whole career, even the loss to Josh Warrington, a lot of people thought he won that fight. He's always looked like a fighter that's going to dominate division. So where's that come from?
I was watching it tonight thinking, in the fight, going, he's really good and he's really tough to beat. Like, it's the little things, you know, the switch hitting, standing on the foot, the tying up on the inside, the bump of the shoulder, you know. He's a really clever fighter. And it wasn't like the round before and that round, Kiko was having small success, but like tiny success. Wasn't even winning a round. And it was just, you know, I didn't know he could even hurt Barry, really. Do you know what I mean? Let alone take him off his feet. And just unbelievable.
What's the situation in a rematch, Ross?
Well, Kiko's with us, you know, and Spanish. So we have options on Kiko. We'll sit down with Barry, see what he wants to do, see if he'll want to do that rematch. And, you know, we just have to look at it. And with the Terry Harper fight, for example, with Baumgartner, that was a fight. It was a close fight. I'd Baumgartner winning the fight. But that was a knockout where, you know, you have to think, do I come back there and rematch Baumgartner? Do I move to 135? But that one was just, he will just feel that it was just one punch. You know, I was dominating the fight. I can't believe it. So we'll have to talk to him next week. And, you know, we'll obviously support him 100% of the way.
Could that be in Spain?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, look, it could be anywhere. But he's going to want, you know, of course, that's the fight. He's not going to want to come back in a 10-rounder. You know, he's going to want to try and win the world title again. But he'll be full of confidence, Keith, after that. You know? Even though he lost every round of the fight, he'll be thinking, landed one on him, and it was all over. It was a huge right hand.
What is it with Matrim and Spanish boxing?
It's just the globe, you know. I think it's global opportunities for fighters.
But
you're going into, don't forget, Sandor Martin all of a sudden boxing in leisure centres, not even on TV, all of a sudden becomes a TV fighter, defending his European title, gaining some confidence, gaining some momentum, goes over to California, beats Mikey Garcia. You know, Kiko Martinez, really good fight with Zelfa Barrett, right? We give him another fight in Barcelona in Spain, and then confidence comes over and does that. But I can't sit there and say, oh, what a unbelievable fight, because it was nip and tuck. It wasn't. It was a beatdown. As I was saying to you, I was expecting, you know, Twitter to light up and go, bloody hell, Eddie. But I knew, and the reason I picked him is he will not stop trying. But I never thought he'd win the fight in a million years, to be honest. But I thought he could make it competitive and fun, you know, push Kid Galahad, test him a little bit. But, and mate, unbelievable.
don't know if this is a silly question, but is Kid Gallant actually still a favourite going into the rematch?
Well, I mean, look, because of how the fight went, you'd have to say yes, really. But you don't know how you recover from knockout. I mean, it was a bad knockout. Bad. But he's young, he's fresh. He's never been hurt in a fight before, really. Majorly. But, you know, I've got to go and see him in a minute. I've not been to see him yet. And he'll be devastated because he lives the sport of boxing.
And the situation with Terry Harper's rematch clause, that will be activated, you believe, by Terry?
It's up to them, you know. I think up to Terry and Steffi. I mean, look, it's easy to look back. And Steffi said to me in the ring after, oh, maybe we should have taken an easier fight, like on the comeback. And I was quite surprised they took that fight. But at the end of the day, if you're going to be undisputed, if you're good enough to do that, you should be able to go through challenges like that. How good is Alicia? Well, the answer tonight, really good. But full of confidence. That was the key to this fight, was the confidence and the belief. And we know that Terry lacks a little bit of that. And Baumgartner just got in her face, you know, talking it up all week, seeing a weigh-in yesterday, you know? So it's a tough rematch to take. I don't know how she was at the weight. She looked good on the scales, but she looked a little bit fragile, I thought, in there tonight. I don't know. Again, we'll have to sit down as a team. She'll get our 1,000,000% back in. She's a diamond. And, you know, a star is born in Alicia tonight. And talk about Spanish boxing, American boxing. Yeah. I've seen Jamie Mitchell come over and beat Shannon Courtney. Now you've seen Alicia come in over and beat Terry Harper.
I think from the majority of fight fans' perspective, a card that many weren't, let's say, hyped about. But you've got two rematches here. Yeah. Massive.
Yeah, it was... look, it was never, you know... You were joking with us earlier with Coogan and stuff like that. Sometimes you do a 10 out of 10. Sometimes you do a 7 out of 10. And tonight was, you know, on paper, just an average night of boxing. What it was a fucking barnstorm and one of the most thrilling nights I've ever seen. So it don't always work out how you look at it on paper. So on we go now to an unbelievable run. Demetrius Andrade, Julio Cesar Martinez, Ahmed Aliyev, Reese Kamara, Road to Undisputed, 4 world championship fights next Saturday. Then Teofimo against George Kambosos at Madison Square Garden. Then Devin Haney against Jojo Diaz at MGM Grand. Then Conor Benn, Katie Taylor against Sharapova, Chisora against Parker, and a massive card the week after that. And then Christmas. It's an unbelievable schedule.
Some announcements, I believe, as well.
Yeah, a few. Like, we're just waiting on a couple of sanction bits. And I didn't... I'm sometimes my own worst enemy because people say, when are you going to get this out? I say, yeah, we'll do it tomorrow. And then we don't do it. And they go, you said tomorrow. So I just wanted to get out Katie Taylor facing such a tough fight for Katie Taylor against Sharapova. Kazakh, unbeaten, WBA mandatory, number one. Again, like the Baumgartner fight. Fair play to those guys for taking that fight. So pleased for Jordan Gill to get his shot at a European title against the champion Gurfi, Callum French, Peter McGraw, and 3 more championship fights to add Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, last one. See you in New York.
All right, mate. Cheers, mate. Nice one.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.